Richard, you're known in the art world and further abroad as well as really needling social issues through artwork, to the point where toward the start of this film, you're described as having a passion for art but a love for protest. What does a phrase like that mean to you?
Well, it's true. You're like I'm into action. You know, like I like to get things done. Like I like to get the message across, as quickly as possible. I'm probably on the spectrum, and you probably don't really have the filters that most people have.
It feels like self-regulation is probably a bad thing to have in art, though, right? Isn't the whole point to have just freedom of expression?
Well, that's well and good, like in contemporary art and in Western art generally, but from different cultures have different approaches. I'm sure a Muslim has a different approach to a Christian. Aboriginal people have different approaches to various things. I think I self-censor a lot, and I don't have a problem with that. I don't want to deliberately upset people just because I can. That's not the point that I'm trying to make.
It might not be the point, but there are some people who will maybe be taken aback by some of your work. And in this film, You Can Go Now, there is an exploration of that idea of people just being shocked by the truth or authenticity. What do you have to say to people who maybe are confronted by some of the themes in the film and throughout your artwork as well?
Well, I don't think that there's anything in my work that's controversial. The fact that other people find it that is is probably their problem. Like I've been able to take these works around the world. I've been able to take these ideas around the world. Might I say successfully?
I think you can say that absolutely.
Yeah, so look, let's be honest, some people are a little more protective of their feelings and their beliefs. And they're perfectly entitled to those beliefs. I'm not that.
We're speaking this morning with Richard Bell talking about You Can Go Now. It's a new film showing as part of the Lottery West film season. Richard, one of the things that I really like is that your work timelines history. It's not necessarily the history that many of us will know, though. I feel like I learned a lot watching this film.
There's different perspectives. I came through life in Australia very differently to most people. There's lots of Aboriginal people who have had very similar experiences to me.
There's many moments in Australian history that obviously have fallen by the wayside and not a lot of people have a lot of knowledge on, but there are two sort of standouts in the film for me, the 1967 referendum and then consequently the little change that happened. There was the focus on the Redfern demonstrations, but then it also turns its attention to the 1972 Tent Embassy. It's the 50th anniversary of the Tent Embassy this year. What was it like during that period as somebody who was protesting and making art and living as an Aboriginal man in Australia?
Well, I wasn't at that tent embassy. I was still at school in country Queensland. Certainly we were all aware of what was going on and the discussions. I was politicised later in my life. I went to Sydney in 1974, so a couple of years after the tent embassy. But I became involved, with the people who, who basically set up the tent embassy, and who were there for most of the protests. Those guys I found them the most interesting people in Redfern. That's how I got politicised, by hanging with all those young people, some of whom were in the documentary. There were quite a few of them actually were at that tent embassy, I had had discussions with me and taught me so much about our people, our circumstances, the amount of history and the type of history that you refer to, I also missed out on until I got to Redfern and meeting with Aboriginal people from around the country and hearing their stories as well. So it's been a long process, finding out about this country, about its history.
It's not an unfamiliar story. We hear from a lot of First Nations folk about sort of having to learn their own history alongside white Australia as well. When you started to learn the story more and put the pieces together after seeing these demonstrations, were you sort of responding through your art, or how did that sort of intersection start for you?
How did it start? I travelled. I think that's what sort of opened it up for me. Was travel and getting out and away from my community.
Finally, Richard, more importantly than the larger, whiter audience that will get to see You Can Go Now, what do you hope that other Aboriginal people who get to watch this film take away from it?
Oh, look, my story legitimizes theirs, and makes their stories just as important as mine. And they are, just as important as mine. And they're just as interesting, just as spectacular, as my story. There'll be even more. I was reading a bit about Jimmy Everett the other day. Oh my God, somebody needs to make a documentary about him real quick. So look up Jimmy Everett. Him and Michael Mansell went to Libya. And he's one of the most interesting people I know. So
You Can Go Now is showing at the Somerville Auditorium as part of the Lottery West film season. It's showing nightly till Sunday, the 11th of December. You can get a ticket at the Perth Festival website. Richard Bell, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast this morning.
Thanks for inviting me.